strong enough to bear the burdens that sometimes come living this thing called life. Am I wise enough to make the right decisions when I'm standing at the fork in the road? Sometimes I wonder and ponder, only to realize I'm not alone. There's nothing I have to do on my own, because I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has his being. I am the place where God shows up. I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has his being. I am the place where God shows up. Do the things I need to do to take care of myself. Will I have the health of mind and body to live a life of grace and wholeness? Sometimes I
Happy 4th of July week coming up. I can't believe we're into July, we'll be into July tomorrow. The time has really passed, hasn't it? Summer's moving right along, but that's okay. I'm going to talk a little bit today about substance and supply. And, you know, the world is filled with material possessions and temporary pleasures, and it's easy to lose sight of what's important, what truly matters, isn't it? Sometimes, well, in this world, when we say substance, the immediately people think about the material stuff. But we're going to talk about substance that goes deeper. It's not just about tangible things that we possess, but substance is an underlying, sustaining source of all things. Substance is first given form where? In our minds, as an idea. So the substance we're talking about this morning, we're talking about that that we can take and mold and shape. And it begins as an idea in our minds. So the metaphysical meaning, that's going beyond the physical. The metaphysical meaning of substance, according to the Daily Word, is the divine idea of the underlying reality of all things. Substance is everywhere present, pervades in all things, inspires action. I like that word, inspires action. So we know there's going to be some movement to the substance that we're going to grasp hold of, right? It underlies all manifestation and is the spiritual essence, the living energy out of which everything is made. Through substance, all the attributes of being, that's capital B, God, are expressed. And substance sustains and enriches any idea that is projected into it. Wow, that's some power, isn't it? Just think of how many ideas you have in the course of a day. You're giving power to that. We have the ability to take and mold and shape substance. And remember, substance is that underlying thing that everything stands out from. That idea in the mind. So, it's our supply. Out of it, we can form whatever we desire. We have this building, we have this podium, we have this paper upon which words are written out of. Those things were first an idea in the mind. And as we took them and focused on them, we manifested what we see. So if you don't believe this, then take some time to look beyond the appearance of the challenges that are happening in the world, the material things that you're looking at. Anybody ever get anxious in here? Yeah. You know, anxiety, and I read this, that we can overcome anxiety. And I guess you're saying, how was that? We overcome anxiety about supply by recognizing the one presence and the one power. We affirm that every Sunday, don't we? One presence, one power. Do you really get the feel of that deep within? Some of us may have to work through some old stuff we've been taught about our everything being outside of us. And like even when we pray, we're taught to pray too, aren't we? But we pray from that one presence and that power that moves and lives as we sang in the song and has its being in us, not outside of us. You know, for me, that changes the whole scenario. When I think of that presence and that power is in me, bursting to spring forth and express, it wants me to grasp ideas and take my ideas to the fullest. That's God's good for us. Everything was formulated in the beginning as an idea in mind. And guess what? We can tap into those ideas. But it takes more than just that. We have to look beyond the appearances, look beyond the challenges. That's hard, isn't it? That's a challenge in itself. When something is occurring in your life, all we can see sometimes is the experience. But if we get the idea in mind that this experience too shall pass, we're tapping into that invisible substance. Every need can be met. Can anybody have any doubt about that? But you have to do the work. You can't just... I know when we were young, when I was young, I used to pray for things, and when they didn't occur, I was sad. That's because I didn't really believe that I could have them, that I was worthy of them. But guess what? You're worthy of all that Spirit can provide for you, and you can claim it by tapping into the invisible substance and hold on. I always tell people, hold on, because life can be a wild ride, but a very beneficial one. Look what we get to do. We get to greet each other. We get to love each other. We get to enjoy a sunset, enjoy a sunrise. All these things have been provided for our good. So when it comes to the substance, as I said, we have the ability to take mold and shape. It's our supply. Out of it, we can form what our hearts desire. However, here comes the work. We must have faith, and we must understand the law of substance and supply. You know, Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, he believed that Jesus Christ considered divine substance in the, well, let me get it right, considered divine substance the treasure field in which he could find the fulfillment of his every need. Of his every need. We know in physical form he had to eat, right? He had to have a place to lay his head. According to scriptures, he never lacked any of that. Jesus Christ is our way shower. And he even gave us this. He said, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, that's that divine energy, that spirit, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works shall he do. Wow, when you think about the magnitude of that statement, greater works we are to do. But guess what? We have to put in the work. Jesus Christ also prayed. He also took time apart, which I consider times when he meditated. He also had faith that he was in his Father and that the Father was in him. Just as we may have faith that God is in us instead of out here. That makes a huge difference in your life as you go about your daily living. Together, we can achieve what we believe as a spiritual community, we can achieve. I have high ideas. How about you? You have ideas for Unity Church of Light? We want to see those ideas come into manifestation. I want to see collective activity grasping the substance that we need and taking it in mold and shaping it. And guess what? That's going to take all of us pulling together. Each one of us come with talents. Each one of us have something that we can give. Not so much, I'm not talking so much material. But we can come together. Some of us pray. Some of us work the platform. Some of us work the technology. We all have talents. Even if you're one that just sends the vibrations of divine energy out into this gathering. You know, there's power in collective thought. What happens with the prayer requests? That lets us know that nothing is impossible in spirit. When I look out and I see what I see, I take that idea of a congregation and I multiply it in my mind. I know that it's possible. I'm standing in faith. We're growing. Not we're going to grow. We're growing. And we're growing because we're coming together as a collective body, putting our ideas together and moving forward. I like that idea. I hold that vision. I hold that vision for us. I want to give you this example. I read the story. An inventor first sees his invention in mind. And he forms it in mind. He contemplates it. He thinks about what it is he wants to materialize. And then he begins to gather the materials he needs and puts them together. And all of a sudden, his idea becomes manifest. We're sitting here with lights. That was an idea of mine. Think of the cars we drive. That was an idea of mine. The coolness we feel in here, air conditioning, an idea where? In mind, made manifest. So nothing is impossible, is it? I imagine back in ancient times when they were lighting candles for light, they never imagined a world full of the light that we enjoy. Because an inventor had an idea in mind. Over the next couple months, I'm going to be talking about some things, hoping we can stir up some of these ideas, hoping we can spur some of these ideas into action. Not my ideas, our ideas as a collective body. It's our time. I'm claiming it right here, right now. It's our time. We've affirmed. We've stood in our faith. We've affirmed many times that we want to be that beacon, and we can be that beacon. We just have to remember the divine idea of it, the underlying reality of what we desire, begins as an idea. Substance is everywhere present. It pervades all things. It underlies all manifestation and is the spiritual essence, the living energy out of which everything was made. And through substance, all the attributes of being, of God, are expressed. Keep that in mind. Hold on to that thought. A quote from Truth and Unity is, true substance is found in depth of our faith, embedded deep in our faith, and in the love and compassion we show to others. The same thing, truth supply is not just about having enough material goods to meet our needs, but it's about expressing gratitude. It's about knowing that we can be provided with that, with what we need to sustain the growth that we desire. It comes with an abundance of gratitude. And not only having gratitude, but sharing it. You know, I say we want to be a blessing, and we also want to receive our blessings, don't we? One of the benefits of grasping the idea of the substance which is invisible, which begins as an idea, is that we can turn our focus from concerns about supply. Supply will manifest from shaping and molding divine ideas. Shaping and molding divine ideas. What are divine ideas? Love, beauty, oneness. Yes, and there's a whole myriad of others. So the question is, and I know this is probably on your minds, if substance is omnipresent, if substance can be shaped and molded, if we can control its manifestation, Why is there lack and limitation in the world? I read this as an explanation. There is no scarcity of the air you breathe. There is plenty of air, all you will ever need. But if you close your lungs and refuse to breathe, you will not get it and may suffocate from a lack of air. But when you recognize the presence of abundance of air and open our lungs to breathe it deeply, we get a larger inspiration. And this is exactly what we should do within our minds in regards to substance. We open our minds to the idea, to the concept. There is all sufficiency of all things, just as there is an all sufficiency of air. The only lack is our own lack of appropriation, or our own lack of not knowing that substance can be taken and shaped and molded. You know, we have a great message to share here with all that are in search of spiritual nourishment. I want us to feed the sheep. How about you? I want us to care for those who come through the doors. I want us to embrace them in the oneness of us all. We're one in spirit. There's no separation. The same spirit that moves in me and you moves in all of humanity. We have the faith to stand in the truth. We have the faith to share our message. Our greatest supply lies in the impact that we have on the world around us. Let us join together. Let us hold our ideas of love, of abundance, of sharing. Let us hold our ideas of that highest state of consciousness, the Christ mind. And let us unfold and manifest that which has been prepared for us before even the foundation of the world. If we take it back to Genesis in the beginning, that first chapter of Genesis, that's the idea of everything that is. And guess what? We have control of it. Remember, we were given dominion. Let's take the reins. Let's move us into that higher state. I'm ready. How about you? Yeah? Yeah. So let's dig in and let's pray. Let's do one of the steps that we need to do even as an individual. Take some time apart a while. Take some time to turn within. Take some time to listen to that still small voice. Well, really for me, it's a big booming voice that is within, leading and guiding the way. Let's begin first though by reciting the Lord's Prayer. Taught to us in scriptures by Jesus Christ. Together.
Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Now take a moment, take a deep breath. You can close your eyes or focus on the candles up here or something in the room. This is a time that we're going to connect. And we know that we can take this time at home, anywhere we are, looking out at a sunset, and connect with our indwelling spirit. Guess what? Just as we said in that prayer that we recited together, we receive each day our daily bread, our substance. So breathe in this moment the spiritual essence that underlies all creation, the divine energy that manifests in our lives and the world around us. We tap into the infinite mind of the universe, God mind, spirit. We align ourselves with the divine source of it all. And we know God is the source that has provided us richly with an abundance of substance. And just as we breathe in the air, we open our hearts and our minds to receive the rich blessings of spirit that are our birthright, of the Christ that is within us. Affirming our connection to this divine substance, quieting our minds, turning inward, attuning ourselves to spirit, we create the space for divine inspiration and ideas to flow in our lives. Right here, right now, as we prepare to enter into a quiet moment, release any limiting doubts, fears that may be blocking the flow. Release and let go. Know that you are a co-creator of the divine. And through your thoughts, words, and actions, you have the power to shape and manifest your deepest desires. Breathe in and breathe out in this moment, right here, right now. Surrender to the peace that is within. listen in the quiet for your guidance. And take a moment to just be the spiritual being you were created to be in the quiet. Dear God, we rest, trust, and remember that we are vessels of your divine substance. And that substance channels through us, just as your light shines in and through us. And so we take time in gratitude to be grateful for our ideas, to be grateful for beingness, to be grateful for the spiritual community. And for this and for all things, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And we claim it is so, and so it is, and so we see our lives unfolding right here, right now. Richer, blessed, and deeper into the truth of our being. Amen. In your bulletins, there's the affirmations for the week. And I want you to speak them with me right here, right now. And we'll say them first, I am. And then we'll send these vibrations out into the room, turning to someone and affirming you are. And then as a sense of community, we are. So beginning with I am together. I am connected to infinite, abundant, spiritual supply. Hold that affirmation in. I am connected to infinite, abundant, spiritual supply. That's our substance. And turn to someone and let's affirm this for them. You are connected to infinite, abundant, spiritual supply. And breathe that in and hold it, feel it, know it. And then as a sense of community for all community, together, we are connected to infinite, abundant, spiritual supplies. And hold that in. Feel it moving around the chapel and out into the universe. Substance is everywhere present, and we're claiming it right here, right now. And it is so, and